The number of migrants from Central America and Mexico who try to cross illegally into the U.S. has dropped dramatically over the last few years. One reason is the economic downturn in the United States. Another is increased security on the southern border. But migration also is being suppressed because the trip has become incredibly dangerous. Mexican drug cartels are increasingly involved in the smuggling, kidnapping, and extortion of migrants. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently traveled along much of the migrant trail in Mexico. He sent us this reporter's notebook about the journey.
When you start thinking about crossing Mexico without using a plane or a bus or a car, Mexico's vastness becomes striking. The shortest route from the Guatemalan border to Brownsville, Texas, is just over 1,000 miles. If you're headed to California and plan to cross at Tijuana, it's more than 2,000 miles. And now the trek is more perilous than ever. "I wouldn't recommend this trip to anyone," one Honduran told me as he waited for a bus in southern Mexico. "You don't know who will rob you, who is good, who is bad." He was kidnapped last year in the midst of this same journey, beaten and forced to pay $3,000 for his freedom. "But unfortunately, in our country," he adds, "we aren't left any other option except to emigrate." Last year alone, according to Mexico's Human Rights Commission, 20,000 migrants were kidnapped and hundreds more were killed or disappeared. Talking to dozens of migrants on the route, three strong themes emerged: fear, God, and family. The fear of getting kidnapped hangs over the migrants the entire trip. They're also terrified of Mexican authorities who may demand bribes or hand them over to kidnappers or deport them home. God keeps coming up as the only force that's protecting them. In Mexico, most migrants are in the country illegally. They have nowhere and no one they can turn to for help, they say, except for God. In between their fear and their faith, many people say the trip is about family. Migrants alone on the road told me that they're doing this for their kids, for a better future. Many left their children back home in El Salvador, Honduras, or rural southern Mexico. "I think of my sons almost constantly," one man told me. The migrants know they're putting their lives at risk to try to get to the United States, and they're willing to take that gamble. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.